What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Let's go. Time to start the day. Time to get up.
If we do this, how do we know it's going to end any differently than it did before?
I just know this is going to be a great day.
Wake up. Smell the coffee. All right?
Wake up and sniff it.
Whoa, that's strong.
Caffeine is poison. Don't you know that?
Yeah, but what a way to go.
Woo! It's showtime.
All right, let's do a self-check here with Abby here real quick, who came in here. She could have taken herself out of the game, could have put herself on the injured reserve list yesterday after some food poisoning, but dragged herself in uphill both ways. It was snowing one way in, but it was super hot on your way home, but you still came in.
I feel like I was army crawling into work yesterday, and I was like, you know what? It's going to be fine. Like, I was bopping around all yesterday, you know, got my eyebrows did. I laid in bed with my cats for a bit, tried to recoup, and then I went for a walk, and I was like, oh, life is all good. And then I realized the worst parts of my symptoms happen at night when I'm laying down, so I guess my gut's still, like, inflamed. So I had pressure on my gut all last night, and so not exactly a well-rested, so you might be getting a little bit of Dark Abby today because I have half a brain.
Yay.
It came out a little yesterday, but not in a fun way, I think.
I like Dark Abby. Can you eat expired food every week so we could get her once a week?
I still don't know what I ate. I'm like, I feel like everything was well taken care of. I'm still trying to figure out what's caused my tummy rumbling.
So between Abby's food poisoning, Mo's gout, Cassie's swollen face because of an allergic reaction to sunscreen. Do we need to do something for this show to, like, cleanse it so everybody can be healthy?
I don't know, man. It seems to be that side of the room.
Oh,
so
it does.
Maybe we need to do something on that
just
side of the room.
Just only sage this side of the room?
Yeah, because yours and mine, those are mental illnesses that we're working on.
Correct. I was about to say, like, it's making its way around. Like, Kristen, you're up next.
Yeah.
We might need to nip this in the bud.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've already gone back to therapy because of a triggered childhood trauma. But as far as, like, physically, now granted, I did throw up Saturday night, but that was just because I drank too much.
Just on a random Friday? Was there a party?
Or yeah, you just it was the neighborhood birthday party.
Oh, that's right.
Celebrated a little too hard.
That's the party that made you throw up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just sparked a memory of mine, which will go nicely into what I was about to talk about anyway. You said you saw your therapist last week, or you got a new therapist or something?
No, same therapist, Susan, who I've been seeing forever, but it's been 6 months. And so, yeah, we're back on the weekly visits.
Okay, so today I have an appointment with a brand new therapist. I'm actually very excited about it.
Right? You're switching therapists?
No, it's an addition. Look at me as a NASCAR, and this is just another sponsor.
Okay.
Okay, this is another mental sponsor.
Oh, it's your mental pit crew.
Yes, my mental pit crew, right? So I told you guys a couple of weeks ago that I haven't been feeling just right, and I know my body pretty well, and I've just been sluggish and just blah. So I get blood work back, and I also took a sleep test, right, which I felt like I was up all night for, and the sleep results came back absolutely fine. Blood work, absolutely fine. The only thing that I know is that all of my gadgets and everything else, and when I'm talking to my therapist, is that I guess I compartmentalize stress, so I don't feel it, you know? I'm not one of these guys that stresses all day long and has the nerves in the stomach. You know, that'll happen from every 6 months when there's something big going on. But for the most part, I don't feel it, right? But clearly I'm stressed because all of my gadgets and everything else is just telling me, like, my body is pinging. It is pinging. It is always in flight mode, right? So it was suggested that I try to find hobbies, something that just ease my mind, something to figure out how to just calm my body down. So I'm going to a therapist today that specializes in this very thing. So today, I think she's got a whole menu of things that she can do. I'm starting at the very base, but then you could go into some pretty like, you can go into ketamine if you need to go into like ketamine to go back into your past. So today, and the initial one is just learning how to breathe, trying to not necessarily meditate, because when you have ADHD, you know that that's impossible. So I'm seeing a therapist today that's just going to give me some tools on how to breathe in, and that will be our first line of defense from the sketchiness that's going on in my body.
Okay.
All right. The second part of this is you got to find yourself a hobby, Bert. And I've told you guys before, this is impossible for me. I have always been reward
based.
Based. Yeah. Like there has to be a win. There has to be a finish line. There has to be a trophy. There has to be a championship. There has to be ratings, something to be working towards. So the idea of a hobby, of doing something that you just like doing, to me is just so incredibly foreign. And I've asked you guys before, do you have any true hobbies?
For me, I like to bake. I like making ice cream. Like, I like to create things, but I don't know if that would necessarily count as something that doesn't have a finish line, because the finish line is a sweet treat at the end.
Right. But it's still, I think that would be a hobby, right? Because you're not getting like, external, external reward. So this is for you.
Okay. Yeah. It's for me. I enjoy it. It's very therapeutic. My mom always would say that, like, if something's up, if it's like midnight and I'm home and I'm like in the kitchen baking, something's happening. I'm like, need something to chill out my nervous system.
I would say writing and creating. Does that count as a hobby?
Well, it depends, I think. The hobby part of it would be if you're just doing it for yourself. If you are doing it, if you're writing songs for profit or for people to hear, then that feels different to me.
I do both.
You do?
I do both. Sometimes I'll write songs or jokes like for myself, or sometimes it's for work. So I play basketball.
Okay.
Is exercise count as a hobby?
Yeah, I think
I've always torn on that one.
Depend on how you look. If you enjoy it, sure.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, me neither.
Well,
I don't know
if that's a hobby. I feel like you have to enjoy your
hobbies. I'm there for the end results. So maybe
that's
doesn't
result
count.
Based.
That's result based.
So I'll go in there 5-6 times a week, but I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I hate it.
That's not a hobby.
I hate every part of it.
I'm just doing it to stay alive.
That's it. That's literally it.
Yeah, your hobby is staying out of a coffin.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's your hobby?
I told you, TV. Even though you try to knock it, but TV.
Okay.
That's the one thing that I do for me. There's no reward base. I was thinking of other things. Like, I'm similar to Abby, that I like to create. So, like, for instance, my love language was making the tablescape for the birthday party Saturday, and just go into Michael's and buying the moss and buying the river rock and, like, going in my backyard and picking the flowers and putting that together. But there is a reward at the end because of the finished look, and then everybody being like, oh, that's beautiful,
right,
and getting the validation.
So that's the one. Now, if you were doing it just for you and decorating your house without a party or people around, then it feels more hobbyish than it would be like, everybody's coming over.
Probably.
I want to impress everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I feel like, because we've had the debate whether or not TV is a hobby or not, for you, I feel like it definitely is, because you like that true crime stuff,
mm-hmm,
and you like to analyze it.
Yep.
You like to psycho, think about everything as to, like, what's going on and how did that happen. And I feel like that's what makes it a hobby, is, like, you're kind of, like, looking back on where things went wrong and how things happened. So, yeah, I feel like that's a really good way to, like, not have an end goal for a hobby.
So, Amanda, my girlfriend, is a little bit like me also, and we can help each other out in this way, although she shows her stress way more overtly than I do. So we have been trying to figure out, is there anything that we can do together? Which, by the way, is the first time I've ever wanted to do that with any kind of partner whatsoever. This is part of my therapy. So we thought what has been appealing to us could be designing and bringing somebody in to show us how to do those, like, design cocktails.
Oh, like a mixologist?
Like a mixologist.
Oh.
And it doesn't even have to be alcohol-based either, because I'm not drinking nearly as much.
It could be mocktails.
It could be mocktails, too. So we thought that would be pretty, and we'd just be doing that for ourselves. Now, sure, we'll have some friends over from time to time, and we'll get good at it, and we will show our stuff off, but that could be appealing.
I think that's a good one.
Uh-huh.
You're looking at me like, there's no way.
No, I do. I like it. but I also know you because you also was you were trying to learn how to cook. And how long did that last?
7-8 minutes.
Mixing drinks should be a little easier though, right?
It should be easier, but this, I love you so much, but your attention span. And again, I know this is what you're trying to work on. And it's just like, he starts doing something and he gets really excited about it. And then 2.2 seconds later, he's bored. And he's like, squirrel. And then he's over there doing that. And then he does that for 5 minutes and then he gets bored and he's over there and he's like, squirrel. And then he runs over there. So I love this idea. I just don't know how long you're going to stay with it.
Yeah, and normally when you're doing this with a partner that is opposite from you, if you have squirrel tendencies, and they would be the one to straighten you out, but we got two squirrels dating each other.
You are both squirrely.
So I'm not exactly sure if it will stick or not, but at least on paper it sounds good. But here's my thing is, like, as soon as she suggested it, I was like, oh, this would be great. And then maybe we could sell sell our recipes online, and then maybe we could do pop-up stores, and we could be, and she's like, this is not what this is supposed to be about.
To another level.
Right.
Always.
Yep.
And the next one was that she and I are thinking about, but it's not necessarily hobby-based, is she and I are thinking about doing like a travel channel together where she loves traveling, I love traveling, she's really good with photography because that's what she does for a living, knows how to rock that drone. And then taking a page out of Abby's book here, we thought, you know what? It would be really fun to take people on vacations because we kind of know what we're doing in that way.
It's so fun. And you would think traveling with strangers, and I know it's kind of weird, like, oh, how would it be if we took listeners on a vacation? But like when we went to Ireland last year, it was so fun. I mean, it was just such a down-to-earth group of people, and we're doing it in Greece in a couple of months. So yeah, I think you should do it.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
A podcast host with the number one show on YouTube right now covering the Diddy trial says she feels like she is being targeted by Diddy specifically. This is insane. So this is all from a social media reporter named Stephanie Sue, who has a show called Rotten Mango. It's a true crime podcast. And if you've never listened to any of her episodes, she is an incredibly gifted storyteller. So when I saw that she was up in Manhattan covering the Diddy trial, I was like, oh, we about to get fed. But now she feels like she's actually being targeted by Diddy and his team. Now, she started off by explaining that in the courtroom, things started out with him making direct eye contact with her and mouthing the words, "I know you," to her, which of course is not that far off because she currently has the number one podcast on YouTube, surpassing Joe Rogan.
So this is tone too. Like, if you internalize it as, "I know you," that's one thing. But if you internalize it as, "I know you," then it's two different things.
And
sure.
Also who it's coming from. Like, if it's coming from the defendant in the case in the courtroom as he's sitting at the table and he mouths the words, "I know you," it probably isn't a pleasantry. I wouldn't see it as a pleasantry.
The defendant who happens to be Diddy.
Yeah.
In his history.
There's a level of intimidation there for sure. So it started out with that. And then she said things got weirder and weirder. She said that people that didn't seem like they would be her target audience for her show, or people that seemed especially interested in her show, would come up to her after the courtroom or after being in the courtroom for hours and would come up to her and be like, "Oh my God, I love your show. How much influence do you have over your audience? Can you make them do anything?" And it's all these random questions coming out of nowhere. So much so that she's had to move her team 8 or 9 times to different hotels because she started to feel like that she was being followed. And she's like, for my safety and for some of the rumors that have gone around with Diddy targeting other people who have been a threat to him, like, I'm not taking any chances.
But I wonder if, like, she's chasing the boogeyman also. Like, if you are in the courtroom and you know who the defendant is and you know his history, mm-hmm. and he does make that gesture at you, I wonder then if you're narrating in your mind that, oh my God, that person on the street corner looked at me just a little wrong. I wonder if they're tied to Diddy. I wonder if that person is tied to Diddy. I wonder if what's real and what's not. But her gut is saying, you know, flee.
Yeah, she's saying it's her gut feeling, but also people in the audience that are watching her show are picking up on things too. So I'm about to play you a clip where she explains an exchange she had with one of these people that have been approaching her, where somebody reaches into her bag and her audience has a theory that somebody was trying to plant a tracker on her.
There was one instance where we're walking out of the courthouse. We run into someone who's like, hey, I love your show. That's it. And then they like come in for a hug. It was kind of abrupt. I was a little bit taken off guard. I love your show. Pulling me in for a hug, and my researcher snatches my arm, pulls me back, and is like, we gotta go, our car is here. And I thought it was kind of strange. So we get into the car, and she's telling me their hand was like elbow deep into your tote bag. It's clear that they're looking for something. Now, I will say that my tote bag opening is quite large, but it's right under my armpit. So you would have to attempt to stick your arm in there. It would not be an accident, like, oh, I'm hugging you, and my hand just ended up in this side. It's like elbow deep. So, I mean, I guess they could have been trying to steal my wallet, but it was weird. There's a lot of other small incidents that have taken place over the past week. It feels like the weirdness and the influx of all these odd questions of where are you staying? How much influence do you have increased, especially the where are you staying ones. I mean, I've never had that many people ask me where I'm staying. Honestly, nothing really happened. It's just, you know, when you have a gut feeling like something's not right, it's kind of a lot of those that have been creeping us out. And we're just trying to stay on top of it before it escalates to anything.
I'm becoming increasingly cynical when it comes to anything in entertainment, you know? So because this is her job and it's her job also to get more ears and eyes to her podcast, and this is what she does for a living, it just, I don't know. Yes, maybe no. I don't know what to believe anymore.
The pull-in hug, though, made me feel like that was like a movie. Like, I would have felt like enemy of the state. Go home, cut my shoes, throw my clothes out. Like, I wouldn't have trusted it after that.
Well, especially with just the rumors that Diddy's been linked to. Like, a lot of people believe he was behind Kim Porter, the mother of his children's death. A lot of people think he might have been behind a plane crash with a woman named Aaliyah, who was a famous singer back in the day. And I could just imagine, like, sure, you could be paranoid, but also, you don't have evidence to believe that you could be a target, but you certainly have rumors to back up those gut feelings.
Yeah, when you're looking at the person you're dealing with and the type of intimidation, like Mo had said, that he's had over people and, you know, burning up people's cars, et cetera, like he's retaliatory. So I could see her being on, you know, having her head on a swivel to make sure that she's not going to be a casualty.
I would imagine, though, if he still has a way to make these things happen and has this power to have people intimidated, he would do it to more than her. There's a lot of reporters on there, and I know she's proud, you said number one, but there are other really influential people who are covering it. So it seems odd that he would only choose her to do it to.
For sure. So I'll be waiting to see if anybody else speaks out about maybe that level of intimidation, because maybe it is just all in her head. But if somebody else comes out and says the same thing or similar things, I'm going to get real suspicious. All right, Glenn Powell's ex-girlfriend is finally speaking out about his PR affair with Sydney Sweeney. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Our intern, Lizzie, here used to work in the Disney College program. She is an intern from Georgia College. Hello.
Hello.
She has quite the legacy that she needs to fill, as this is where Messy Mikey went to school as well. What was his reputation on campus?
He was just like a big deal in WGUR, our radio station. He was a big deal.
Really?
Or so people say.
I didn't see it going that way.
So he was BMOC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big man on campus.
So when he would come and like you knew he was going to be at the radio station, people would be like, oh my God, Mikey's coming. Mikey Wayfield's coming.
I was told not to come here. I'm just kidding.
Not to geek out.
Just
all right. So you were in the Disney College program.
That's right.
Spill the tea, girl. What do you got?
Okay. So just to clarify, before anybody makes me like a meme and being like, oh, she does not like Disney. I love Disney. I don't regret it. But there were some things, and the rumors are true about a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm first going to start off with disclaimer. We got paid around like $15 and worked almost like 7 days a week, usually overtime sometimes.
So just so I know, is the Disney College program different than the program where they bring in people from around the world to work on the resorts also? Is this totally different?
It's the same, but they have a whole program for the international students.
Okay.
So they live in the same place. Like, you could be paired up with like someone from, I guess, Italy or somewhere else.
So the Disney College program is basically an internship where you get to work for Disney for free. Or no, I guess you said $15 an hour. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so like rent every single week, Flamingo Crossings, was $225, and we got paid $15. But they would take it out every single week. Oh, so we were left with like $100.
So you have your paycheck. Oh, wow. You're getting paid $15 an hour, and then you still... So the dorm wasn't free.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. And $100 is like enough for one Mickey waffle. Yeah. Oh, so you're just starving the rest of the week.
I mean, Disney is there to make money. Mm-hmm. And they do it very well. And they know that, look, that is built into your childhood. And it is also built into your career. Like, if you want to go into this career, they got you. So they can charge you.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's funny. It's a paid internship, but they're taking money out of your paycheck.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
There were some instances in the Flamingo Crossings about... the hot tubs. There were rumors that were true.
What is Flamingo Crossing?
It's okay. So there's West Campus and East Campus, but they're like the housing. It's like housing for, I guess, all the apartments.
Okay.
But basically, Scuba Mickey sometimes has to come and clean the pools and the hot tubs because the rumors are true about people. When they're there, they do like to get together.
So they hook up.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, dude, yeah, of course. You would.
Yeah, that's not surprising. At all.
Even Disney adults got to get it on. Yeah. Now, back in my day, I was told that there were separate apartments that were known for those particular extracurricular activities. But back when I was in school, it was Vista Way.
Vista Way? A lot of people don't really live there anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? So now it's Flamingo Crossing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Flamingo's the cool place to live here.
Okay. So.
And is it only the people who are involved with the Disney program, or can normies come hang out?
Normies cannot hang out. We were like an inclusive group.
Really?
Really? Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No normies allowed.
All right.
No
normies allowed. But, okay, so some things. Rumors are true. Okay, so wait times. Everybody does not want to wait in the sun. And sometimes they do say that the ride is temporarily closed. When it's actually like 90 or something degrees, just because they don't want people to pass out.
Okay, whoa. So this is outside of the college program now.
Oh,
so,
oh yeah.
All right, so they tell you on really hot days that the wait time.
Yeah, and then it will be on the app. It says temporarily closed, and people are like, "Why is it closed? Like, is there a mechanical problem? Is the ride broken down?" No, that's the thing. They don't want people to pass out, so they don't have to bring like medics in.
Okay.
They're just getting rid of the line.
All right, yeah. Safety concern. That does make sense.
It does.
Oh, okay.
That's why they scramble for answers sometimes when you ask them why the ride is closed. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that a few times.
Okay.
And like the Haunted Mansion, it's if it's under 20 minutes, in like 15 minutes, 10 minutes, even 5, mm-hmm. it will always say 13 because of the unlucky or like the spooky thing.
Okay. Oh. All right. Are you going to also tell me it's not really haunted? Because
it's not really haunted.
What? Yeah. So when I'm sitting in that little thing and there's a ghost next to me and I can see it in the mirror, are you telling me that's not real?
Well, for kids, it's real.
All right.
On a hot day, that's a good one too.
Right.
That ride is absolutely.
Don't sleep on that one.
That ride is absolutely haunted because I've lived in Florida most of my life, been on that ride 1,000 times. Not once have I gone on that ride and has it not broken down. It is. Oh, I'm like, the ghosts are messing with the stuff back there.
Oh yeah, and I don't know. A lot of people probably know, but I will confirm that wait times are literally less than a minute if you go during the fireworks show because everybody wants to bring their kids.
Right.
Everybody wants to just see the fireworks, even if they've seen it a lot. Disney adults want to stay in there. In the front, but so nobody's on the ride.
That's great advice.
Yeah, so you can just walk through.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, right.
And I like to say to like guests,
does that apply to all of the rides also? Yeah. Like during the fireworks, when you go ahead and go to your favorite ride.
Sprint there, like a few minutes before. Sprint there.
Right?
That seems like obvious. Simple. Yeah. Okay.
And like Tron and Guardians, they've had like a known wait queue where you have to like get on right at 7 a.m. It's very hard to get one, but. They do this thing where you're supposed to get on the ride during your like time frame,
mm-hmm.
but we don't want to tell you. But you can go whenever during the day.
What?
So like if you miss it like a few minutes late or like an hour late or whatever, you can go in the afternoon.
What?
<Wow. laughs> This is something we really do have to remember for Bert's Big Adventure right here.
Oh yeah,
but I've seen them turn people down who are in like they go to the fast lane and they're like it's not your queue yet.
So they're not supposed to do that.
So you
because they're supposed to make it all special. Like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm so sorry you missed it. Because we can't say no to guests.
Oh.
That's the thing.
I can assure you that has happened before.
I've been there and seen it.
Yeah, every now and then I do feel like, I think it's like any other job where you get somebody that's new on the job and they take it very, very seriously. But if you're there a couple of months or a couple of years, you're more like, I don't care about this. Go right on in.
Lizzie, I got to know if I'm still on a Disney Most Wanted list. So a couple of years years ago on Bert's Big Adventure, we were on the It's a Small World equivalent in Pandora at Hollywood Studios, and it broke down, but it paused and they came over the speaker telling everybody to stay in the boat, blah blah blah, whatever. And again, that's another good one. If it's really hot and you need to chill out, that's a perfect one. So we're sitting there and the dad, he just had like a panic moment. And he got out of the boat and stood, because we were right next to like an area where you could get out and walk out. And I'm like, get back in. And then he hopped back in. And then after we got to the end of the ride, a Disney employee came up to us and pulled us to the side, read us the riot act, like they were very stern, took our IDs, marked us in whatever fashion. And it's always made me wonder if I'm on some kind of like
really?
Disney Most Wanted list, like if there's another infraction. Wow. I'm never allowed in the park again, because I tried to explain. I'm like, you better believe I, you know, name drop Bert's Big Adventure and why we're here, and it's his first time, and he, you know, he just had like a little panic moment, and I'm so sorry, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. But they were not happy.
I know a guy that tried to get on the Avatar ride through the exit, and Disney security chased him into the ride and could not find him. And he was very nervous the entire ride, thinking that he was going to get busted when he got off the ride.
You know a lot about that guy.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's about 5'4". Yeah, he just started running. They started yelling at him, hey. And he's like, if I make a run for it, I think I'll be fine. And he was okay. But he was very stressed the entire ride. He was getting tased or handcuffed when he got off that ride.
Oh, my gosh. And also, the Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios, you know those screams you hear on the outside of the ride?
Yeah.
You're waiting?
Yeah.
Fake.
No. Yeah.
Fake.
That's not real.
No. Sometimes it's real, but when it's not busy, they pre-record earlier in the day, and they just play them over the speaker.
Come on. So it's not... So it sounds different each and every day?
Oh, yeah, because they want to pretend like it's actually people screaming.
Dude,
wow.
That is wrong!
That's genius.
Well, I mean, it's really no different than if we go to a sporting event and you hear the crowd at the event, a lot of times that's recorded also. That's not even a live crowd, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, okay, so the hug rule, I know a lot of people might know about that, but it's not just for the characters. It's for the cast members, too.
What is the hug rule?
So the hug rule is... If somebody, like a kid or a parent or somebody, hugs you, you can't let go until they let go, because you don't know how much they need that hug, or you don't know how much they like just want to show their affection to you.
I'm gonna hug somebody for an hour.
It's like a hug down instead of a stare down. Yeah.
So I follow Tank Sinatra. I follow Tank Sinatra on Instagram, and he has instituted this rule with his kids that if you like, when you hug your kid, you as the parent, you should never let go until your child let go.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of beautiful.
It is.
Okay.
I think we have an assignment for Bert's Big Adventure next year.
I think
all of you need to Instagram and time how long the person that can hug the longest wins something.
Instagram live it.
Yeah, all this can go away, Disney, if you just give us a break on a couple of different things. We won't mess with you.
My favorite thing was seeing like a little kid. He was hooked up to like a breathing machine or whatever. And so basically he like had to take a nap, but he was hugging somebody.
Yeah.
And he took a nap on Goofy for like 2 hours.
And Goofy just
hung
out.
And Goofy couldn't leave.
Oh, wow.
It was really sweet.
That's sweet.
But there's one more. Okay. Well, a few more I want to say. But the tunnel in Magic Kingdom is true. It's on the Magic Kingdom is technically on the second floor, because underneath is the break rooms, the costume wardrobe, all the... They have the break room. It's called the Mouseketeria. It's like a cafeteria where you can get like lunch or dinner, discounted for employees. And there are stairs, there are elevators.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, have you really? You been down there?
Yes.
So you can pay to get into that thing.
Yes.
It's not that expensive.
Back when I went on it, this was years ago, it was called the Keys to the Kingdom Tour, and they would take you underground, show you the wardrobe and all the places that Lizzie's talking about. And then the other thing is you get to go on like two rides where they take you to the front of the ride and you get to ride.
Wow. Isn't it like the only place that like the characters can take off their hats and so are their heads and stuff like that? So you don't, they don't let kids down there because they don't want to see like Goofy smoking a cigarette.
I am 99% sure there is no smoking on that campus anywhere.
There was a scandal though.
Oh.
Because somebody in my, I guess, program, they were, I'll say friends with, because I don't know if kids, but they were, uh-huh, they were friends with Minnie.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a guy, because height wise, if you're a certain height or weight or whatever, Even if you're a guy, you, mm-hmm, you can go into Minnie, you can go into Pluto. It's just about height.
Mm-hmm.
But they were on break, and they were visiting the resort I worked at. I worked at Port Orleans Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught them. I had to tell my, of course, manager, but I caught them not smoking a cigarette.
No.
But they were drinking alcohol.
Get out.
They were doing a shooter with somebody else that I worked with.
While they were on duty?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's crazy.
And so after I told this, my manager, well, Minnie still had to go out. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't, like, kids were waiting. Minnie still had to go out. I mean.
So you might run into a character that's buzzing. You don't even know it, man.
Like, I smell something on Minnie's breath, that but I can't quite good. Place it.
Minnie doing a lot of dancing today.
Yeah. What I heard when radio's over, I could be Minnie. 5'4", okay.
Oh, yeah. And then there's magic moments.
Okay.
There's also a thing called Pixie Patrol. It's like a college program one, but so all cast members are, they can give a magic moment like once every 2 weeks, but it's basically where you give something for free or you do something special for the kids or the guest. So like, for example, the sword pulling in front of the carousel.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually somebody at the top of the castle that can hit a button and let them just do it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
No, they did it with their own strength.
Yeah.
It's the magic of magic.
Oh, yeah.
This is something we got to remember for Burt's Big Adventure.
Though. Oh, yeah. You can tell them. You can email them and be like, hey, so this kid is like has a sickness and they really want to be strong. Can you please, mm-hmm, if I'm out here at this time, I'll send a picture. They'll do it for us. Perfect.
I had no idea. That is a magic moment right there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
You got to be careful, though. Remember Romeo? He was in that program, and he gave onion rings to a coworker.
That's right.
Because they were having a bad day, and they tell you, hey, if somebody's having a bad day,
that's
you
right.
give them a magical moment. Well, yep. He gave the wrong person a magical moment. You don't do that for coworkers, and he got fired.
That's right. Good stuff, Lizzie. Thank you.
Of course. Thank y'all.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You can always spread good. Always, 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 always. You cannot, I'll say this again, you cannot go through life without the help of somebody else. It is impossible. So there are just some times you gotta reach out, right? And that's what our 100 Days of Good Goes Round is all about.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
You guys hit us up. Tell us what you need. What could put a smile on your face? What do you need? You in a tough spot? You need our help with it? Go ahead and hit us up at theburtshow.com. Some things can be big. Other things don't seem so big to us, but might be big to you. And I think that's where we're going here with Sylvia.
Yeah, so when you go to theburtshow.com and you click on the 100 Days of Good Goes Round, you're going to see the days that we've done so far, maybe give you some ideas, scroll down to the bottom, and then that's where you're going to find the application to submit your request. But like, you know, we played a musician's song on the radio to give him a little extra love. We've done donations to Atlanta Mission, made some chemo care packages. Abby and Rebecca are going to hang out with the Burt Show listener because she's in need of some friendship. And we're sending a listener's husband to an Atlanta United soccer match. So, again, it's all over the place. It literally can be anything big or small. Just go to theburtshow.com.
Hey, Sylvia, good morning. How can we help you?
Fabulous. My husband, Tim, is amazing. He is smart. He's funny. We've been together a really long time. And it just hurts my heart that he has been feeling pretty lonely. His passions are movies and music, especially, but the challenge is he's a really big guy. He's got weight problems and he gets nervous about being out in public. Not knowing, can I fit in the chairs there? Is there going to be a booth that I can't fit into? A lot of times he gets judged based on his size before anyone gets to know him. So it's hard for him to make friends. He has casual friends, but what he loves to do is go to the movies and watch like a really serious movie and then talk about it. Like, director, what did the director do in the past? What are the themes? What are the callbacks to other movies? Like, he loves that in depth. I'm not that into that, so I don't have the knowledge, but Tommy does. Every time I hear Tommy talk, I'm like, he and Tim could watch a movie and have such a great conversation. This would be like his ideal guy's night out. He doesn't drink. He doesn't really play sports. He just wants to like watch a movie and talk about it.
Right.
And I would love to see him just have one really fun, for him, guy's night with someone who is on his level, who really gets it and will enjoy it as much as he does.
Oh, I already smell a YouTube channel. Tim and Tommy's movie reviews.
Tim and Tommy take the cinema.
All right. Tommy's working overtime on these because it was just a couple of days ago that he helped out a Burt Show listener with her daughter's graduation. He was a DJ there, too.
Yeah, and, I saw this, and this is actually something I've thought about. I've wanted to put, like, a movie group together to where we watch movies and talk about them.
Instead of a book club, a movie club. Yeah, I love it.
And we don't necessarily have to go to the theater because I have a home theater at home. And I have big comfy seats. So, I got six seats. So I thought, six would be a good number for the people. So Tim could be the first member of the movie club.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
We could definitely make that happen in Tommy. And let me tell you something. Like, I don't want to downplay what this theater looks like. This thing is beautiful. You want to tell her about it?
Yeah, my whole basement is NC State themed because that's where I graduated from. And so you see a lot of red and black. But the theater, the guy who was there before, his theater was, I've got nice speakers and stuff, but his was on a whole nother level. And he, like, measured out the room, the specifications for sound, and it sounds amazing and looks amazing.
And,
so,
and Sylvia, it also alleviates that insecurity that he has sometimes, not knowing if he's going to go into a movie theater. And it's one of those theaters that has, because there are theaters that have seats where you can put the armrest up and they're, you can, you'd be comfortable in those. But this at Tommy's, you wouldn't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah, and at my place, you don't have to worry about idiots. Because as I've described on this show, there's an etiquette to watching movies, and talking's not among the etiquette.
All right, so let's forget that you said that for just one second, because I was going to make this offer also, Sylvia, that my son...
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Tommy was going to say that.
Banned.
Well, hold on. Let me just make the offer first, okay?
Unless you got some duct tape handy.
Wow, our 100 days of good goes round are starting to get a little dark.
So let me put this in Sylvia's hands, please, okay? So
it's my house.
But it's her wish. So now she can turn it down, but... my son, who is 22 years old now and just graduated from SCAD, this is his life that you were explaining as far as the movies, the blockbusters go, but mostly like the A24 independent ones. He is movie everything. And I am taking the role of you here because I'm just not that into movies. And he loves the independent, fancy schmancy ones that have meaning. And I just want to escape for a couple of hours. So if you would be up for it, I would like to join you guys on this with Hayden. So if he does start talking through the movie, which he likes to do, I can go, dude. But I'd like to do this one with you guys.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
I will tell you, talking during the movie is one of Tim's pet peeves as well.
Yep.
So he would just need to be aware that he'd have
at least two eyes.
I've got a
duct tape.
I've got a mute button on my sound system. I don't have one for your son.
I'll just tell him, look, if you go and you say anything, we got to go. All right. But if you want us, we would like to join you on that one as well.
Sure. Yeah. A24 is his favorite film. I even got him a t-shirt that says A24 because he loves it so much.
Yeah, those are like more the independent, like thinking movies. This would be awesome.
Yeah, a lot of good horror too. And I just saw a new trailer for one yesterday that looks amazing.
All right, so Sylvia, sound good?
That sounds amazing. I would love that. That would just make me so happy. Thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate you hitting us up with an email. This was an easy slam dunk right here. So hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
All right, for the rest of you guys, it could be as easy as just hanging out at a movie, man. Sometimes when you're lonely, you just need some time with somebody, somebody that has the same hobby or whatever. That's an easy one for us. So like Kristen said, go to thebertshow.com and look for Good Goes Round.
The Bert Show.
Get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment bus.
That was the remix.
That was on me. That was totally on me.
All right, well, Glenn Powell's ex, Gigi Paris, which is one of those names that doesn't sound real, is finally opening up about that breakup she went through with Glenn while they were filming Anyone But You. If you remember this, there was all these rumors going around that Glenn and his co-star, Sydney Sweeney, were having an on-set affair. They were really leaning into the fact that, oh, even though they both had their own separate relationships, you know, maybe something's going on with these two.
But I mean, even the pictures you saw them on the red carpet for these things where she's looking up at him with those loving, I want you eyes. Now, she is an actress, but sure seemed authentic.
Uh-huh. And she also is going through a breakup recently. And meanwhile, Glenn had already gone through the breakup with Gigi Paris because of what we found out in this recent podcast that she did called Too Much. So she said that she actually was planning on going down to Australia, which is where they were filming Anyone But You. And she was going to get a work visa and she was going to come work and, you know, be able to be in the same country on the same continent as her boyfriend. And apparently that wasn't going to fly with Glenn Powell because he really wanted to make sure that he could lean into this whole chemistry thing. Because that's, at the end of the day, what sells tickets is when people think that the fantasy is actually a reality. So she revealed that she felt incredibly shattered by these rumors. And when she brought it up, she felt incredibly frustrated by his response.
I had two options. I could either pretend like I was going along with everything and have everyone wonder, like, are they hooking up? Are they not hooking up? Is she okay with this? What the f-? Like, or stand up for myself and say, no, I'm actually not okay with this. And I'm walking away. So that's what I decided to do. It wasn't a way to like monetize the breakup. It wasn't a way to twist the story around. Like, I was shattered.
So I actually listened to a little bit longer of the podcast where she explained the entire tea. And she said that it actually started 6 months before they even broke up. Mm. She had sent him a text being like, hey, people are thinking that you and Sydney are like, kind of like, oh, something's going on. And I guess he had a completely like, not unhinged response, but you would think your boyfriend in that moment would be like, oh, babe, I totally understand why you feel that way. Blah, 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 blah. Either I have to do this for work or, you know what, I'll take a step back for the sake of our relationship. And I guess he just took a completely different route of just being like, you know, I have to do this, blah, 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 blah. And that's when the demise of their relationship started. So it took 6 months for him to get there. But it's really heartbreaking because I feel like Glenn is one of those guys that you look at and you're like, he's a good dude. He seems like a down-home mama's boy. I feel like he's played that character really well. And it looks like maybe behind the scenes, he's not so good of a guy.
Look, this is the reason why you got to start dating average looking guys right here. You date a guy like Glenn Powell, you're going to be insecure about every little thing they do. Anytime they walk out in public, they can be tempted. Date an ugly person.
But I mean, I think it's different. Like I think there's a line that you have to have for your relationship. I mean, he was really leaning into the internet conspiracy that they were hooking up on the set of this film, Anyone But You. And I think if you really value your relationship that much, because they had been together for 2 or 3 years, I think at that point, then I think at some point you have to decide, like, either you need to communicate that with your partner that you've got to do that, or you need to set boundaries at work so that you can protect your relationship.
It's really interesting looking into it. And I wonder if there's ever been any movies done on this, but it seems like it would be a pretty good, like, storyline. I wonder if this is like a thing when you're dating in Hollywood and you're dating an A-list celebrity, this kind of goes with their job description. Like, hey, Amanda or whomever, I just want to let you know that we're going to have to sell. Like, this isn't real. I'm telling you right now that Sydney on the red carpet tonight is going to look at me with loving eyes. We are doing that for PR purposes so people will buy into it. It is absolutely fake. And your girlfriend at the time would have to try to buy into that or not. That's how LA works, you know?
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, that's kind of part of the job, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're right.
On a much smaller scale, I mean, this is what Bart and I went through with Niall.
Yeah, that's right. Explain that again.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, so I mean, God, years ago. I can't even remember how long ago it was. I mean, I think like Harry Styles was 18 when we were interviewing them. And I gave Niall my number and we started a text communication.
Oh, hold on. You're not giving nearly enough color on this thing. We are interviewing them and Niall is looking at her like she's a late night snack. Uh-huh. And it was so obvious. And they were both at the age where they're just like puppies that wanted to mate. You know, as soon as she walked in the room, Niall was on her leg.
I remember seeing this interview as a teenager, and I remember thinking, oh my God, because there were all those rumors that they were into women that were more mature than them. And I was like 14 at the time, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, date me, the random girl from Florida.
It was an easy target because he wanted her so badly, and that's why we came up with the idea.
So the PD's like, because they went to go back to do a pizza party with somebody else, and then when they were walking out of that room, I ran up and slipped my number into Niall's hand. Security guard, by the way, was not doing his job because I just ran up to him and he didn't stop me.
Or he was doing his job.
Exactly.
So I slip him my number and we start having a text conversation. And my husband was in on it. Like, he knew. Like, we were in bed together. He was laying next to me as I'm sitting there, you know, texting Niall. He just got annoyed because he wanted to go to sleep. And he's like, you know, you have to get up early tomorrow, right?
He also thought you were joking, too. Like, who are you texting with? Niall from One Direction. Shut up. Who are you really texting with?
And so it was. I mean, it was for the story. It was for the show. And then, you know, things turned ugly. And then One Directioners turned on me and wished that I would, like, sit on cactuses and stuff like that. It was very odd. And then, you know, I went to the show and stuff like that. And, you know, they were great stories for the radio. But, of course, they felt like I was using Niall. And if I'm being honest, I can't deny that because we were, you know, because again, it was for the story and for the on air good. And then it got rekindled and went to another concert and then everything fell apart.
So it's an isolated incident. But in LA, I am sure this is part of the PR program where you got one PR team going to the other PR team going, okay, this is the strategy to sell our movie so our clients can continue to make movies.
Exactly. All right, well, speaking of Sydney Sweeney, women are saying she set feminism back 50 years after releasing her new business venture. I'll explain more on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.